Welcome to Coastal Connection. I'm Brian Russo. Coming up on today's program, we'll find out how homeless shelters in Salisbury and Ocean City are coping as the recent cold snap forces many people to seek shelter beds. And we'll meet a local man who beat heroin after a long battle with the dangerous drug in part of our ongoing series about heroin abuse in our region. But first, we'll talk protection, specifically armor. Here on the coast, you may not realize it, but there are some big things being designed and tested for use on a national and sometimes even a global level. In Wallops Island, the NASA flight facility has become one of the newest and most important focal points of research and exploration in that field. And in Pocomoke, a little company called Hardwire is creating state-of-the-art armor that has been protecting our troops in Afghanistan and Iraq since the wars began. They also make armor for bridges and other bits of infrastructure. But it was their role in developing an armor that protected the vulnerable undercarriage of military Humvee vehicles from roadside bombs and landmines in the Middle East that really put them on the map. But with that said, a new idea sparked during a different kind of crisis has put Hardwire back in the headlines. It looks no different than a dry erase board. Actually, it is a dry erase board. It's fully functional for lesson plans and teaching. But you turn it over, and you grab onto one of the three handles, and it becomes a shield. A bulletproof shield. One that can stop a bullet from point-blank range.
We keep seeing over and over again, we're literally teachers. They will do anything.
That's George Tunis. He's the founder and CEO of Hardwire.
They're not first responders, and they're all very humble, but many of them are incredibly brave, and they'll do anything to protect their kids. And they're throwing themselves on these shooters with zero armor.
Tunis, like so many others across the country, was grief-stricken by the tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut. But rather than take a side in the national debate that followed soon thereafter concerning guns and whether or not there should be more of them or less of them, he had an idea, one that was in the same spirit of what his company had been developing for our troops overseas for years. Armor, but not for the battlefield. For the classroom.
So the idea really came just before Christmas, and then when I was with my daughter's friends, many of which their moms and dads were teachers, we started to go, do you think this is a good idea? You know, because we can make you a whiteboard with handles. And one of the first things the teacher said was, I'd love a whiteboard with handles. There's nowhere to buy a whiteboard with handles. So we looked at it as a teaching tool first, and then started to explore the functionality as a piece of armor. And it just instantly, I can tell you, I literally, the first one I ever made, I handed it to a teacher, and their back straightened up. Their physical posture changed. They went from, I'm scared, I don't know what to do, I have no protection, to, wow, this thing is something I could definitely defend myself with, and if I can stay alive, I can keep my kids alive.
On the floor of Hardwire's massive manufacturing plant, a machine carves out the outline of these ballistic whiteboards. All told, they weigh less than 4 pounds. They cost about $300 a piece retail, and can be made to look like anything. Take, for instance, a seemingly oddly placed frame picture of a man in a suit dipping an elegantly dressed woman on a beach for a passionate kiss. Ironically, the picture is next to a fully armored Humvee. They couldn't look more different, but in reality, they're kind of the same thing. Because if you pick up that picture of the man and woman, you'll find that it's bulletproof armor, just like the ballistic whiteboard. Tunis says the idea is to make your environment, in this case the classroom or your home, a shield of armor. And the key is Dyneema, the world's strongest fiber. It's like spider silk, only stronger.
The material Dyneema is so strong and so low in mass. It's in ballistics, just like surfing, it's all about waves. So it's about taking a point of energy and spreading it into a large blob of energy. That's how you stop a bullet. And it's all done with wave speed. So Dyneema has the highest wave speed of any material on the face of the planet. So stress waves move out faster, which means the bullet spreads its load over a large area. That's really how you turn a 9mm, for example, you know, it'll go right through you as a point. But if you spread that energy out, it's no worse than a little league pitch. And that's the key. So Dyneema is really the core of this. It's what makes it work. Putting a whiteboard surface on it is straightforward. We can laminate anything to anything here in this facility. So adding the whiteboard surface was easy. And then the functionality came by adding the handles to it. So two handles on the sides, really for defense use. They also make great hangers, so you can hang it up. You can hang it up sideways. And so you can put the daily lesson plan on there. You can put what's for lunch. You can right, you know, at Walmart, you could put, you know, the rollback pricing on underwear today is this price. And then the center handle is my favorite. That's the one we kind of came up with that allows you to teach with it. My favorite teachers, they were the ones that walked up and down the class aisles. And when they became interactive, first off, you couldn't fall asleep in class. You had to pay attention. And they were teaching you real time. And that's become a very innovative technique with, you know, good teachers know that you have to engage your class. Even when I'm talking to my entire company, I like to get them in close. It's more like a football huddle than, you know, some sort of boring company meeting. That's the way our meetings are. That's the way good teachers teach. So the center handle is really just your everyday handle. It's the one you're going to use all the time. The other two are great for hanging stuff up. They're good for holding it. And, you know, in the event it was your last line of defense, they're incredibly effective at being able to stop the round. And you kind of look at it, you know, if I hold it with both hands out front, it starts to look like a blocking sled. And that's really what you have to do is, if you're in that position, you have to get to the shooter. And, you know, they always say, lock out, try to keep him out. In the event that he gets past that and you can't clock out, in other words, if you can't leave the building safely, because a lot of times you can't because you don't know where he is, the last line of defense is knockout. And that's really what this is for. It's being able to absorb what he's throwing at you, have him literally run out of ammunition or have to change clips or deal with you changing his plans or her plans, whoever the shooter bad guy happens to be, and then being able to have a tool that it's so thin, just like a bullet has a lot of sectional pressure. This is a very hard piece of plastic. It's not your average everyday plastic. And if you get hit with one of these things, I can tell you that if you get hit in the hand, you will drop your gun. If you get hit in the nose, you will lay down and cry. It is, you know, an effective offensive tool in the event you had to be.
And in the ongoing conversation or debate about whether or not to arm teachers or place armed guards in our schools, Tunis hopes that this solution will change the argument a bit, because he says it gives a simple answer to a very complex question.
There are people that are good shots on the target range. There are people that are good hunters. There are very few good crisis shooters. And crisis shooting is a completely different ballgame. I've had the opportunity to meet a lot of guys that are very good at that. You know, when the SEAL teams went in to take down Osama bin Laden, those guys are some of the most trained people on the planet. And in great deal of stress, they can operate as if there was no stress. I think when we just start adding guns, we have to start adding a tremendous amount of training if you were to do that. And that debate is going to rage on, okay? So some people are going to say it's a good idea, other people won't. For us, we're pretty benign to that. We're not going to say we have the answer one way or the other. But there's a parallel in the war effort. So when we first went into Iraq, we had more firepower than we knew what to do with. We had tanks and strikers and Humvees with gun turrets on them. The problem was we didn't have enough armor. And so when you're dealing with a frontal assault and you're absolutely sure where the bad guy's going to be, great idea. You know, that's what our Army's very good at. But the lessons that the last two wars in Afghanistan and Iraq taught us is that when you can't really figure out who the enemy is or where they're coming from, armor becomes a balancing element in the equation.
So if a teacher doesn't want a gun in the classroom, at least give them a shield.
The key to the armor is we're buying time, because it's really about getting the first responders there. First responders are getting to these scenes very quickly. Everybody's really geared into that. The police force has been doing a great job. But 30 seconds matters. In the Virginia Tech shootings, 30 seconds was a life. Every 30 seconds.
So Tunis gifted about 90 of these whiteboards to Worcester Preparatory School in Berlin. His own kids go there, so it seemed the perfect place to run the prototype. It started with a meeting with the headmaster.
By the end of that week, the school was fully armored. Mm-hmm. And every teacher had armor. And it just went from, you know, a normal school to really one of the best armored schools in the world. Instantly.
Now the idea is catching on with what's called the Adopt-a-School program. Basically, private donors can pay to outfit their alma maters or school of their choice with these ballistic whiteboards. To outfit the average school, it costs about $15,000. Tunis says the dream would be to get these whiteboards into the hands of all the approximately 7 million teachers and administrators in the country. And to boot, Hardwire has the capabilities and the equipment to mass produce all those boards in about a year's time. That would cost a little under $2 billion. But Tunis says it pales in comparison to what it would cost to put an armed guard in every school.
Even an armed security guard and a guy that probably isn't training all the time is a $40,000 to $50,000 a year cost with benefits. To up armor a school is half of that. And it lasts essentially forever. we could literally take this armor out and bury it in the backyard for 15 years and pull it out, and it's going to act exactly the same. It floats. It's impervious to diesel fuel and water and the environment and sunlight and you name it. It's not going anywhere.
And you can also put the lesson plan on it.
You can put the lesson plan on it. You can put what's for lunch on it. 10 years from now, you can put the lesson plan on it and what's for lunch. And if you found that you wanted to add to it, one of the beauties of armor is it doesn't wear out. And you can just keep adding layers and layers and layers if that's required. Hopefully, it just obsoletes the threat and the threat goes away.
In another of Hardwire's buildings sits what kind of looks like a storage crate. Inside, it's a test shooting range. Long barrels shoot test rounds into mannequins holding these ballistic whiteboards. See, at Hardwire, they're constantly testing and tweaking. And now the company is developing other products to fortify our schools, like ballistic doors and windows. Tuna says what began as a love for composites back in the 8th grade with skateboard decks and surfboards has evolved into a career making products that protect and preserve some of our nation's greatest resources, whether that's our troops or our infrastructure or our classrooms.
We have some very creative people here, and I think we love the idea of protecting soldiers, police officers. Quite frankly, protecting kids is really the highest calling. I mean, I've never been happier coming to work every day. And we've got a way to do it in a way that isn't threatening to the kids. They get it. They understand it. It looks like a piece of school equipment. Those were our objectives. And to be able to do that and launch this thing from New Year's Day to today, it's been, you know, roughly 32 days. It's spread across the country. It's really spread from teacher to teacher.
He says while the two sides of the gun debate will continue to loudly argue ideals and political talking points, he says he'll be focusing on finding a solution to a new crisis that faces our nation in a factory he transformed from an old cannery into an armor manufacturing plant on the shores of the Pocomoke River. I'm Brian Russo, and you're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City, Maryland. We'll be right back.